Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice fills the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of hell.
Good morning, Jefferson. Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. I'm bright-eyed.
I'm bushy-tailed.
Better than being bushwhacked, right?
Yeah.
There you go. Oh.
Yep.
Oh, she's at it again. She's on already. One again. Already.
Good grief.
What does she drink in the morning?
I don't know.
She's awake. Coffee.
We're going to have to find that brand of liquor.
You're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Coffee.
Coffee.
Coffee is a beautiful, magical bean.
Yes, that's true. It is. It's the startup juice of the day.
This is Jefferson State of Mind, and we are broadcasting live from KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Or talk radio.
605-4567. 605-4567 if you want to call in. And if we want to talk to you, we'll talk to you. Got to put the challenge out there.
Yeah, I'm still trying to remember what bar stool that guy saw me on when we were...
Which one did he not see you on? That's the other question.
Boy, oh boy. You're feisty this morning. Well, tomorrow night... At 2570 South Bonneview Road at the church that shall remain nameless.
Still nameless.
Yep, still is. We're protecting Ashley.
Yeah, we're protecting Ashley.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
You're welcome. We will be having Mark Baird. He's going to be Skyped in. He'll be bringing us up to date on the Second Amendment case. We'll also be talking about the CFR case. And last night, we went to a fundraiser for Assembly District 1.
Mm-hmm.
Candidate named Patrick Jones, and it was good. It's quite interesting.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah,
a lot of great patriots there.
Oh man,
yeah, a lot of good stuff happening there, and yes, it was very good. It was fun.
It was fun.
It was fun. We set up in the morning, got it all set up, and then ran the event. Then we tore it down. Then we closed the door and went home.
We did.
It was good.
This morning we're going to talk a little bit to Wynn about. When he and Mark went to an event in Oregon, and I'm going to turn the mic over to him. And I've got some questions for you there, partner, but give us a background on where you and Mark went and how that all unfolded.
Oh, okay. Well, a couple of weeks ago, there was probably closer to a month ago, there was a news blast out from Oregon about what was going to be happening at their state capitol because the people were tired of the baloney that their representatives were throwing at them. And it all came down to when the Republican senators decided to leave. They left the state, they left the Capitol. They weren't going to be there and be bullied into a vote that they did not want to be part of. They were part. They needed these representatives to be part of a quorum so they could take a vote, so that the vote would be legitimate. Well, they decided that they weren't going to be part of it. It was all garbage, so they decided they wouldn't show up. And without a quorum, they couldn't hold a vote.
And the issue was?
And the issue was, now I'm brain dead. That water has traveled under that bridge already.
The timber industry.
Timber industry, yes. It's talking about timber and all the other stuff that goes on with it. It's more than just the timber, but major part of it. And it's just going to kill the timber industry, which is not just, you know, falling the logs and hauling them into town to the mill. It is... the lumber and everything else that goes on with that, the sales. You go to Home Depot to buy a board, you know, things of that nature. It's all related. Buying paper. I mean, you think about it, what timber produces. And it was – the people were tired of it. They'd had enough. Their politicians were hosing them, literally, and they were done with it. And so they started – the people from the industry started fighting back. And they decided to hold a rally. There were two young guys that decided they were going to hold a rally there, and they got it going. And did they ever? So we decided, you know, I shot out an email to some of my fellow patriots down here in Jefferson and said, hey, are we going to go? And got a response back, said, yep, let's go. So we decided to, because the scheduling of it wasn't always conducive to everybody's schedule. So you kind of had to play with it. So I had to change my schedule a little bit, and Mark ended up going with me. So he changed his schedule a little bit so we could make it happen. And it's a long drive. I mean, when you're going from Northern California, Mark from Siskiyou and me from Shasta, clear to Salem, Oregon in Marion County, pretty much in the center of the state, it's a drive. So from here, it's about 6.5 hours. And so what I did is I went up the night before, spent the night in Siskiyou County, and Mark and I got up and left Wairika at 4 o'clock in the morning, and we headed north. And we were just kind of counting for traffic going through, you know, different areas, road construction, you name it, and there's always an issue on the highway. So we got there, but we made pretty good time when we got up there. We got ahead of the traffic, so to speak, until we pulled off I-5 and got into Salem. And we pull into Salem and go about, I don't know, 3 blocks, and then I was heading towards the Capitol, and we went, oh, like I said, about 3 blocks, and all of a sudden, there's a truck, and there's another truck. Like, gosh, where are all these trucks here for? Duh. They were there in support of this whole demonstration, if you will. Well, there were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of trucks. There were stock trailers. They had signs on them. They had signs on the trucks. There were logging equipment, tractors, if you will, and also farming tractors. You name it, it was there, and people were driving through. And what ended up happening is they were going around the many blocks of the downtown area, which included the Capitol building, and they were driving round and round in there, and it took forever because the traffic was slow and it got bottlenecked and everything else. But they were there in solidarity, in support of one another, in support of their statehood, and in support of those representatives who decided to walk out of what was going on at the Capitol.
About how many people do you think were there, trucks and that? What was your estimate? I know it was pretty overwhelming.
Oh, the trucks themselves? Oh, I would, and this is just a guess on my part, but by, you know, being there the entire time, I would say there's probably easily 300 or 400 trucks, just the trucks themselves. And I'm talking just the tractors. They didn't, and there were only one or two of them that brought the trailer with them, but most of them were just the tractor part of the truck that was going through, because there's no way they could navigate through down there with all that traffic being so congested with the trailer hooked on. But some of the stock trailers were there too. You know, people were using their big pickups, you know, pulling the stock trailers with signs all over them and so forth. So it was well done. People were courteous and friendly and having a good time and showing support to one another. It was a really good thing. And then being on the Capitol steps, we were there the entire time, and there were thousands. I'm not going to say hundreds, because there were not hundreds of people. There were thousands of people there. And it was, you know, shoulder to shoulder. They were all standing out there in the rain, or just heavy mist, wow, heavy mist in Oregon. And they were standing out there, and they had speaker after speaker, all of them very well spoken, all of them being respectful, all of them talking the points that were pertinent, all of them supporting those who walked out, all of them supporting and asking for additional support from the people that attended and people that were viewing it on Facebook and on the media. We had a there was a helicopter flying above covering the coverage of what was going on there at the Capitol building. Mm-hmm. Facebook Live was going like crazy. Mm-hmm. I got linked to that a couple times. It was fun to watch. It was fun to be a part of. And we had Jefferson represented there, because our brothers and sisters in Southern Oregon who want Jefferson and are fighting for it up there, Bob and his beautiful wife Carol were there. They had their pickup set up right at the end of the as you're going past the Capitol building, you're headed westward. The last the first parking spot west of the Capitol steps, Bob had his pickup there. Well, he got there at 4:30 in the morning to stake that spot. He already knew he was going to do that, and he did. And so in doing so, he had the flags out and everything else, and he had gear for sale. He was swarmed the entire time we were there by people coming over buying flags and shirts and hats and bumper stickers and so forth. So the word definitely is getting out and has gotten out. And Mark and I talked to a boatload of people. I don't know how many people we talked to. And we were just encouraging them to keep doing what they're doing. Even though some of their issues are a little different than what we have here in California, it's still all about representation.
It's all about liberty, isn't
it? And it's all about liberty. And so they kept on, people kept coming by, and we kept talking to them and just, you know, educating them on what was going on. They had a map there, which was great, a great tool that Bob and Carol put together. And so we had that, pointing out what was going on and how things were working for them, and then how things were working for us here in California.
Now, unlike California, you were able to to carry your
well, at the
your,
end of
your pistol.
Yeah.
And you could go into the Capitol with it, concealed carry, and there isn't even metal detectors there. Way I understand it, at least from our sheriff, that officers are afraid when they see open carry, let alone shouldn't they have a metal detector? Oh, my goodness.
Well, yeah, at the end of the event, Mark and I both needed to unload some coffee. So we were looking around like, well, do they have a metal detector? Don't know. Don't care. So we walked in, and there was a state trooper standing in the lobby and just, you know, greeting people and just probably just trying to keep the peace in case something got out of hand or just to answer questions. Their signage wasn't all that great, so that was probably more of what he was going to be doing. It was one state trooper standing in the lobby, and what the questions he was answering, where are the bathrooms? the ladies, he goes, you to the left, men to the right. That's the way he was operating.
Well, with that, I think we'll go off to our first break.
Okay.
And, you know, if you have a question or a comment, 605-4567, area code 530, 605-4567, and time has come.
451.
So we live out in our old van, traveling all across this land, me and you. And we'll end up hand in hand, somewhere down on the sand, just me and you. Just as free. Free as we'll ever be. Just as free. Free as we'll ever be.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. Don't know why. I have to drive so fast. My car has nothing to prove. It's not new, but it'll do 0 to 60 in 5.2.
Want to be in a hurry to get out of California.
Amen. Yesterday. yesterday.
And by the way, we do have Mark Baird on the phone. How you doing, Kibasabi?
Good morning, Mark.
I'm doing okay. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. Great fundraiser last night. Did real well. We filled the place up. And it goes to show you the credibility of the candidate. We got some great people there. We even had people coming from Placer County. In fact, we had the chairman of the Republican Central Committee come last night from Placer County. So it's really great to see that kind of turnout. It's great to see people supporting a guy who really is a statesman.
We also had people from Siskiyou County.
We certainly did. We had a table from Siskiyou. Siskiyou Steve was there, and Louise and the gang, and it was great.
And some people from Lassen County.
People from Lassen County. So,
Pahima County.
Yeah.
Hey.
It's exciting. You know, and to stop and think about the fact that you fill up a room, you fill up the tables. There's tons of people in there, 200 and something, right?
Way over 200, yeah.
Way over 200. Mm-hmm. And how many tables do we have, do you remember?
28.
And they're all full.
They were all full.
All full. Mm-hmm. And the really cool thing about that is the fact that it was about 3 weeks, really, to get this thing together, and that was the kind of turnout we have. Now, there will be another fundraiser for Patrick Jones, and that will be on August the 17th.
Yep.
And I believe it's at the VFW building.
Yep.
Is it the one in Anderson?
Yes, sir.
One in Anderson. VFW building in Anderson, August the 17th. And, boy, I'll tell you what, Applejacks, thank you for that catered dinner. It was great.
Oh, that was awesome.
It was dynamite. And plenty of it.
Yeah.
Plenty of it. Just want to thank them. Anyway, Kimasabi, what's on your mind, sir?
Well, I mean, I think the fundraiser is important, and it's our chance. You know, here's our chance in the state of Jefferson to put a candidate who thinks like we do in office in the assembly to do our part to drain the swamp, to get rid of the status quo business as usual pond bottom feeders that are in Sacramento now, mm-hmm. and whose only aim is to keep on doing the same old thing and hope it turns out different the next time. So we in the Jefferson counties of District 1, we have a real opportunity, and we can win this if we help Patrick get elected. And we've all known Patrick for years. We know what kind of guy he is. We know what he intends to do. For example, just for people that don't know, Patrick was instrumental in my Second Amendment lawsuit against the state of California. Without Patrick's help, it wouldn't have gotten near as far as it has so far. So here's a guy that's willing to put his time and his money where his mouth is. He is not going to Sacramento for the paycheck. He's going there to help us change the dynamic and bring back liberty to the state of California. And anybody that doesn't want that, you know, examine your conscience. If you want to vote for the business as usual wife of the former guy that was assemblyman, so that two people can sit around the dinner table and control District 1, whether you like it or not, you know, there's something wrong with that. But Patrick is a change, and he represents a real opportunity for us, and we're fools if we don't take advantage of it.
I think that's a good point, you know. And the thing about Megan Dowling, I mean, when you look at the nepotism situation with her and her husband, apparently he still has $91,000 in his coffers that he hasn't passed off to her yet, at least we haven't heard.
Well, what about just experience alone?
Yeah, there is none.
And this kind of thing, we need to have somebody that has experience as far as being a public servant.
Well, here's the thing about, let's talk about a public servant for a minute. I want to get Mark's take on this. You know, we have Sheriff John Lopey, who wrote a very nice quote and had a nice quote about Megan Dowling and, you know, all this great stuff. And Tom Basenko out of Shasta County. And these two sheriffs went ahead and endorsed Megan Dowling before they even saw the field of candidates. And to me, you kind of scratch your head. You know, I mean,
There's a reason why. We don't know it, but there's a reason why.
Well, there is some skepticism. We will get to the bottom of it. I promise you that. But the thing is that when you look at something like this and you see this particular endorsement, and it's it was gooey that Lopey did, endorsement, and here they endorse this lady who's a very nice lady, good mom and stuff, but she has no credentials, no backup. And I know when she was interviewed on Sovereign Minds, she couldn't even answer the question. She wasn't even accurate on that. And for them to make that kind of choice right off the get go, it's just disingenuous at least, at best, rather.
Well, look, let's just go back to Second Amendment just for a minute.
Sure.
Because both of these sheriffs, where, in fact, they were part of that original constitutional sheriff's movement. Fasenko is the committee chairman of the Second Amendment Committee for the California Sheriff's Association. And here's a guy who has publicly stated that he would never, ever write a permit for anyone in Shasta County to carry openly a loaded weapon, and that is the core right protected by the Second Amendment. So here you got a guy that swears to support and defend the Constitution. He turns his back on it every single time. Sheriff Lopey, the same way. He swears to support and defend the Constitution, never, ever issued an open carry permit, which the Ninth Circuit says is the core right protected by the Second Amendment. No sheriff in California has. I mean, so here we have governmental officials, and Brian Daly was one of them. You know, he swore an oath too, never did anything about it. You ask him about the most important things in the North State, water, forestry, things like that. Well, you know, I don't know. I'm only one guy. What do you expect me to do? So, you know, look, folks, if you want to know whose fault this is, go in the bathroom and look in the mirror, because we allowed this to happen in the first place, and we're the only ones that can fix it. And we have a chance to do that if we start showing up, putting our time and our money where our mouth is, because no one is going to come and fix this for us. So here's our chance. We can, you know, support these lawsuits. We can support Patrick Jones. We can start actually getting off the easy chair, showing up in our own lives, and starting to take our state back. And we can do it. If we could convince conservatives, Christians, and gun owners just to do one thing, vote for conservatives, we could take that state back in the very next election. We have the numbers. It's been proven in polls and in voter registration rolls. We have the numbers to take California back at the very next election if people would get off their lazy backsides and go vote.
How hard is it to mark a box? I don't get it. You know, when you go to the polling station, they give you a Sharpie to mark the box. Okay, that's real hard. You don't even have to provide the paper or the pen. You just show up, go vote, cast your ballot, and drop it in the machine or hand it to the attendant, whatever you do, and you're done. It takes, especially for this election, you're voting for one person. What's
up? There must be something hard about it, because typically 20% of the registered voters tell everybody in California how it's going to be, and they get away with it. So there must be some problem with it that people find insurmountable, because less than 25% of registered voters typically show up and vote.
That's disgusting. And if they're going to call themselves a patriot or a true American, how can they not vote? How can they not cast a ballot and be part of the solution instead of continuing to be part of the problem by not doing it? I don't understand that. To me, it's not rational. It doesn't make any sense. If somebody can explain it to me and make sense of it, I'm willing to listen. But at this point, I don't get it.
Well, I think a lot of it is that people are comfortable. I mean, I think the thing is that we have a society now that, you know, people are basically comfortable. I mean, you know, I think that even the baby boomers, you know, after World War II, you know, our folks gave us a lot of things that they never had. They went through the Great Depression. Then you have the generation now. I mean, you know, most of our kids had cell phones. I mean, when you
how can you be comfortable in a place where you can't even go buy a .22 bullet without government permission and a background check?
I'm not, but I think that's the way a lot of people are in the cities. I think that's where they are, even the conservative people. And, you know, you get people like Tom Basinko, who is a sheriff, who influences a lot of people. I mean, Sam Paredes has called him a constitutional sheriff and was sheriff of the year. I mean, here's a guy that basically will issue CCWs, but that just means he knows everybody that has them. He knows what's going on. He's giving permission. And as Megan Daly said that basically the sheriff has the right to issue you, so the right to allow you your constitutional rights. And you corrected her. You know, we've got to, I want you to hold on to that thought, though, Mark, because I want your thoughts on that. But we do have Matt on the line, and I don't want to leave people hanging. So, Matt.
Good morning, Matt. How you doing, buddy?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right this morning.
What's up?
Oh, I just wanted to respond to your voting thing. Fewer people are voting because the system is a fraud. I mean, I'm not talking about the numbers. I'm talking about the system has been rigged for the benefit of the bureaucracy and the special interests that our legislators are selling us into slavery to. It has, unless you elect a Ron Paul everywhere, nothing is going to change. The system's that broken. And it's time for a reset. I'm done with this government as far as I'm concerned. because there's no longer any limits to their authority, and there's no accountability to it. Our government's based on the consent of the governed. It's time to stop and to say enough.
Yeah. Well, you're right, Matt.
And that's what we're working toward.
You're right. And also, I want to, one other caveat to what you said, which, it, you know, I mean, there's a lot of people that believe that. 1,500,000 voters in Los Angeles County alone were removed from the rolls. So you have, that's just what we know of. And they were removed. There was some action by Judicial Watch and the Voter Integrity Project. Those folks got together, and they didn't even have to really have a court ruling on this, because they were able to have enough evidence there to push the Secretary of State into removing these people. So there's 1.5 million right there. Don't tell me 1.5 million can't swing a vote. I mean, come on. So,
well, it's not even – what I'm getting at is who you vote for, short of somebody like maybe Patrick Jones, who will fight, I believe – the system is broken. I mean, how many times has LaMalfa come down and pardon my friends, kissed our backside to keep him in office, but what is he actually doing?
Well, kissing, they don't kissing work backsides, for us anymore. You don't have to worry about being bleeped.
Well, what I'm getting at is...
You're right. I'm just joking.
It seems to be that the Republicans and the majority of our government would rather sink all the way to the ground until our society explodes into confrontation, which I truly believe is coming, you know, then actually address the real grievances of the people, because it interferes with the status quo.
And that's why, yep, with the current race, we have to vote for Patrick. I mean, I'm sorry, I'm just going to put it out there. We have to. He's truly, he is one of us that's going to be going down there to fight. For if you don't have the Second Amendment, you haven't anything. So we need to make sure that he gets
in
there.
No, I agree.
So he is going to fight for that, and he's got the 40 years of work experience to understand that and to know what's going on with that and all the rules and the laws that California shoved down our throats. He can help us to get things turned around, and we have to start somewhere, and he is the one we have to start with.
So, Matt.
Well, besides that, Wynn, there's one other thing I'd like to point out to Matt. You know, as a people, we've had our head buried in the sand for 50 years.
Right.
You can't just pull your head out of the sand one day and say, okay, let's march on Washington and change the system. That's not how it works. What we need to do is we need to learn how to win one in our own backyard, which we're doing with the Jefferson committees and the committees of correspondence, and we finally have a local candidate we're going to try to get elected. We're changing our boards of supervisors to try to elect constitutional thinkers. Mm-hmm. And once we can get ourselves, because this starts, you know, with us, if we can teach ourselves how to win these things, then we can teach our neighbors how to win, and then they can teach their neighbors. And pretty soon we have enough political horsepower to tell Sacramento that we're going to change the way things happen, because they're not going to tell us, oh, we're sorry, folks, we've been doing this wrong, we're going to change ourselves.
Yeah.
We have to go there with enough political horsepower to affect events. And once we learn how to do that, then we tell other states how we did it. And once we've accomplished that, maybe in 50 more years, then we can turn to Washington, D.C. and demand constitutional behavior and have the political horsepower to back it up. But those things start in our own homes, in our own bedrooms, with our neighbors and ourselves, and teaching each other that all power, all just power, is derived from the people. Government was formed with the consent of the governed. Government represents the governed, not the other way around. And government was formed by the people in order to serve them, not the other way around. And once we learn how to act accordingly, then we might get some action on a governmental level, but not before.
Okay,
gentlemen, with that, we really do have to go to a break. If you could hang on, and Matt, if you have any more you want to say, you're certainly welcome to hang on through the break. So time has come.
For 51.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
North Valley Distributing, a local electrical wholesaler, has been in business since 1983, serving Northern California, Southern Oregon, and Western Nevada. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier for the industrial and construction markets with same-day delivery. North Valley Distributing, a local electrical wholesaler on Crossroads Drive right here in Reading. Call 222-1500. That's 222-1500.
Bad habit or bad rash or an infection of some sort. We're back. All right, gentlemen. Matt, are you still there or did Matt's gone. Matt hung up. Okay, Matt got to speak.
Good call, Matt. Good
yes,
call.
Thank you, Matt. Great information. Great questions. Appreciate it. Thanks for answering his questions, Mark. Appreciate that. So,
let's see.
I just went brain dead. That happens. So
well, we were talking about, I want you to elaborate a little bit more on the Second Amendment issue. And I mean, I know that the NRA, you know, has cases out there. I know that Sam Paredes and gun owners have cases out there. What's the correlation between what we're doing and they're doing, or is there any?
Well, there's always a correlation. We're all trying to reach the same goal, where we restore some of the liberty that we squandered because it's our own fault that this happened to begin with. I mean, you look at California for 163 years. It was not against the law for, to carry a weapon to defend yourself. And then all of a sudden, the state is worried about, quote, in their motion to dismiss our case, they say they're worried about maintaining order. Well, you got to ask yourself, who are they maintaining order from? They're taking your gun away, not a criminal's gun, because he doesn't care about the law. He's going to carry it no matter what. I mean, when the state banned the open carry of a loaded weapon, the Crips and the Bloods didn't throw their guns down. They still have them. They just still have them stuffed in their pants or back pocket or wherever. So when the state goes to maintain control, they're talking about controlling you. Well, all of a sudden in 1967, Ronald Reagan and Don Mulford decided that the Black Panthers were a problem, so they took everybody's gun away, you know, and then you couldn't carry loaded anymore after 113 years of never anybody being worried about it, no problems, no chaos. And California claims they want to prevent chaos in the street. Well, who are they talking about? They're talking about law-abiding citizens who for 113 years carried weapons, and there was no chaos in the streets. And then in 2012 and 2013, they took away your ability to carry an unloaded weapon, and that was to prevent what remaining chaos apparently there was. But I grew up in California. I don't remember the gutters running red with blood because the average guy had a pistol to protect himself and his family. So you got to ask yourself, who are they controlling? And the answer is you. So that's what we're trying to stop, and Sam and his group are trying the same thing, and the NRA in their way are trying the same thing. And in my opinion, we should be cooperating. Now, you know, yeah, there's a little turf war going on there because everybody wants to be first, I guess. I don't know. I don't subscribe to that theory. I think that we're all pushing for the same goal, and we should be cooperating with each other. And if the people of California want to restore their rights, stand up, contribute to these lawsuits, show up to the court hearings. I mean, you know, be part of the process instead of part of the problem. by sitting there like a lump on a log on your couch watching TV all day while the state strips you of the ability to live your life the way you want to.
Well, and also, too, people need to do a little bit of homework and find out how it works in all these other states that don't have the restrictions that California,
31.
That California has. Exactly.
Yeah, 31 states, don't have any restrictions.
How do they not have anarchy going on? I mean, the way California tells it, or the representatives of California, or the politicians, if you will, they tell it, and there would be anarchy. Are you kidding me? How could there be anarchy? I mean, look at all the other states that are totally functional, and the police officers are able to do their job, and I'm assuming they're able to do their jobs quite well and without fear that, you know, a law-abiding citizen maybe is carrying a weapon, concealed or otherwise. So how do they make it work, and that California, for some reason, can't get over the hurdle of trying to figure it out?
Well, I think they've got it figured out perfectly well, in their opinion.
Yep.
Their perfect answer is to control you thoroughly and in every aspect of your life. They will decide how much of your own money you're allowed to keep. They will decide what you spend it on and where, and where you live and how much you pay and how much you pay for fuel and what kind of car you drive and what kind of house you live in and where that house is located. And I think the state of California has it figured out perfectly,
so,
in their opinion.
So California's a good master then, huh?
Well, California is a socialist state, a failed socialist state with an unimaginable morass of failed social engineering programs. They still think you have a nickel in your jeans somewhere, and they're going to try to get that too. And so the way this state will end up, the logical conclusion is, if there's a dollar, you give it to the state, and they'll give you back the 5 cents they think you need to live on.
Wow, how generous.
That's where we're going.
That's very generous.
Anybody with eyes and ears can see that, and it's up to us, because we formed this state to protect our liberty, and I can prove that. And we formed the government of California to protect liberty and serve the people. And so it is our fault when our creation has become our master, mm-hmm. and we are the only ones that can undo that.
Well, that's very true. And I think that a lot of people on this program certainly are in gear with that. I do want to bring up, though, that we've been getting a lot of new people wanting to contact us for Jefferson. My wife receives at least 4 or 5 emails a day. And that's a lot of people.
But there have been more than that coming in now recently, because I get some of those posts too, and it's like, holy smoke.
Well, we had 18 in one day.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Anyway, Bob is on the line. Round Mountain, what say you?
Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, fellas. You know, Wynn and Terry, you brought up the thing about Oregon having their problems up there, and they had thousands of people come to their rally. Here are the people at Jefferson. We've started this thing and everything, and we only get a few hundred. What are we doing wrong, or what is going on in California that we can't get thousands of people? When the kids have FA and all that, we go down there and support them. There's thousands of people. Jefferson comes up, and we have a couple of hundred. Are we doing something wrong?
No, we're not.
Well, I think a lot of it is that getting the word out to those other people. I think that we should have a rally.
Rally?
In Sacramento, a big, strong, loud rally in Sacramento about the Second Amendment and getting our liberty back. And I think we have to push the envelope a little bit and be more vocal. I think that we need more help on the media. But the real deal is, I know that we did a couple rallies down there. One, we did have over 700, but the point being is that if you went down there, this is just another part of it, if you were down there and you were, say, wanting to talk about illegal immigration, or, you know, or you wanted to wave a Mexican flag, or, you know, you wanted to go down there and talk about, you know, different rights of specific sexual groups or anything like that, you could have 10 or 14 people and the press would be all over you. Frankly, when we were outside the Robert Matsui courthouse, we had at least 300 people there. That's a lot of people. And on the street and waving flags and signs.
And driving around the building.
Driving around the building. And, you know, we had the police there who were very supportive, as a matter of fact.
Yes,
sheriffs coming by,
the police
officers on their bicycles. But there wasn't not one single reporter, not a peep out of anybody in the press. So, I mean, I think that enters into it a lot. Now, I agree we should have thousands and thousands of people there, and I agree with that.
I think we ought to have 5,000-10,000 to make a point.
Well, there's no question about that. There's no doubt about that, that would make our point. A thousand people would make our point with flags and signs, you know. But the point is that we're not getting any coverage. I mean, we're getting like zero coverage, number one.
Yeah.
And I'm not, this is not an excuse. It's an observation. But I think we need to go down there, and I would submit to you that the one particular issue right now, the strongest issue, is our gun rights. I think it's the strongest issue in the state.
Amen.
I think if we have a rally down there with gun rights and solution to that is liberty, a solution to liberty and representation is Jefferson. I think if we go down there, frankly, I think if we all go down and have holsters with constitutions in them.
No, you've got to have your weapon in it.
You know?
You got to have your weapon.
You know, I think that would be good. And I think if we put the word out for something like that, frankly, I think we would get a lot of people. In fact, I know we'd get a lot of people. And we've got to get out there and get in the press's space. You know, we have to become, I agree with young people like Matt. I think for a lot of us, we're getting really tired of just sort of, well, it's just, you know, we talk about these guys. We have sheriffs like Tom Basenko. We have sheriffs like John Lopey who aren't representing us in the way they should. They haven't followed the Constitution. You know, I'll leave it with this before we go to a break. The simple fact that Article 3, Section 1 identifies in the California Constitution that the United States Constitution is the supreme law of the land should be all that Tom Basenko and John Lopey need, because that would mean that the Second Amendment's the Second Amendment. There's no permission. There's no nothing. The deal is the deal. And even the Constitution of California agrees, because how many times have we all heard, well, you know, we have to follow the laws in California, too. Well, you know, that's a big one right there. Anyway, with that, we're going to go off to a break because we have to.
Fellas, have a good one. I will catch you later.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Bob. Time has come.
For 51.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken, and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Come see Little Women at Riverfront Playhouse, a timeless tale that has delighted audiences for generations is being performed on the Reading stage. Follow Meg, Joe, Amy, and Beth through the ups and downs of growing up. Watch as they laugh, cry, live, and love all through the strength of sisterhood and the power of family. Written by Louisa May Alcott, adapted by John Ravold, directed by Annie Bakalennikoff. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store in Reading. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, running July 20th through August 17th.
Aha, made of mine. I like that one. That's a toe-tapper.
Then you want to get a zoot suit on.
There you go. Hey, we've got another caller on the line real quick. Hey, let's go to Andrew. Andrew, good morning. How are you doing?
Hey, gentlemen. You know, I have a theory on why Oregon's doing so much better in response. You know, their governor's appointed by Obama, and they just had their nose bloody for the first time. We, on the other hand, we've been beaten down for years and years and years trying to get a movement going. And I mean, even, what was it, Proposition 287, no services for illegals. They shop it to a judge in dirty robes and overturn the people's will. So many people, I believe, in this state have given up.
You're probably not wrong.
Well, a lot of them are moving.
And a lot of them are going to Texas and Idaho and Nevada.
Right. But, I mean, you know, golly, I've attended many of the things. And now my wife is interested in doing it, too. They come this, you know, late summer and fall. But we need many more. But we haven't have to see, on the horizon, a chance of actually winning. And I believe we will. I think what's with the indictments in place right now, maybe you're not aware of the Q phenomenon, but I believe many things are going to occur in this state.
But we have to fight our battle on the front line as well.
Oh, certainly.
Yeah.
And there we go. And you guys, you know, I have nothing but praise for you. Anyway, that was my thoughts.
Well, Mark and Bob are right. We need to show up in Sacramento. We have
That's right.
to show up in Sacramento. We've got to do that. We've got to. But by the same token, we have to do a better job of getting the media there. We have to get a better job of getting coverage. And something else I wanted to mention last night at the dinner. I know Sally is just amazing when it comes to this stuff. We invited a couple who are prominent business owners here in town. They accepted. They came. In fact, he won a gun.
He won a gun. Yep.
And we had a chance to sit with them, break bread with them, make friends with them, and explain to them what we're doing in Jefferson. They were wholehearted supporters. You know, they know they've had businesses here for years and years and years. It's a whole new avenue of people that they know that we don't know that are for this cause. But he was so frustrated in all the different regulations he's had and the businesses he had. He was so frustrated with California that's a lot of it. It's sort of like you really don't know what to do because you don't have a camaraderie with a bunch of people to get together and say, hey, we're a team now. We're going after this. We're fighting this. And one other thing, Andrew, there's a lot of people out there, and I'll just say it, people like New California, where they have leaders and people who are more interested in their own particular advancement in being the big fish in the little pond than the people who really want liberty. And it's people like Sally. It's people like Molly. It's people that are out there that are young people and folks that have been around a while that are there, and they're saying, okay, you know, we really want to fight this stuff. The behind-the-scenes people, all about Joetta, I mean, Jennifer Mita, all these great people that we have in this county that are behind the scenes always doing stuff. And there's too many to name, but I think that's a lot of it. So, Mark, what say you, my good friend?
Yeah, well, I think that's an interesting phenomenon that we have to discuss. I mean, first of all, we have a governor that is a felon. He's in violation of Title 8, Section 1324, harboring and shielding an illegal alien. We have a legislature filled with felons because they're guilty of the same violation of United States Code Title 8.
Yep.
We also have a governor who is he's a multiple felon because he just signed legislation to grant the same illegal aliens that he's harboring and shielding free medical care. So if you're not harboring an illegal alien with free medical care, then I don't know what that is. So what we need to do now, I think, is once we get the Second Amendment push really underway, and that case is coming to court, our first hearing is September 6th, 10 a.m. at the Robert Matsui Courthouse, and if 10,000 gun owners showed up to support that case, we'd probably win something. We have the CFR lawsuit that we're trying to force California to dramatically increase the amount of representation, so much so that it yanked the rug out from under Sacramento, and we haven't passed the statehood. That's our hope. And then the next thing we need to do is we need to start a real campaign to have federal marshals walk into the governor's office and arrest him for violation of United States Code 8-1324, harboring and shielding an illegal alien, arrest the Senate pro tem, arrest the Speaker of the Assembly, and declare California in sedition and split Jefferson off from California.
Can we do anything? Can we do anything with the Attorney General? Because
sure, he's okay. A criminal too. Because
I agree.
He's failed to prosecute.
I agree.
He's aiding and abetting
the criminal not to cooperate with ICE. And said he will be arrested just last week. Are
yeah,
you aware
exactly.
of that, Sarah?
Yep, you're
these
right.
These things are crimes. These things are crimes. You'd be prosecuted for them if you did them. And so what we need to do is start a citizens' campaign to the United States Department of Justice and tell them, enforce federal law in Sacramento and arrest these criminals. And we can do that. I mean, there are tens of thousands of us. Write a letter. Write an email to the White House. Do it once a day. I remember we had our email campaign in Sacramento. We were writing tens of thousands of emails to the Sacramento legislature every single day. They know about us down there. They know what we're doing. Hey, we are the people, so let's push this. Let's see if we can get a sitting governor put in jail for violating federal law.
And what about the former governor? Can we do the same thing for him, too?
Well, I mean, you know, gone but not forgotten. You know, yeah, we probably could, but we have bigger fish to fry.
That's true.
Let's nail the guy that's in the chair now.
That's right. Yeah, well.
Anyway, thank you, gentlemen. Great
thank
show.
You, man. Thank you, Andrew.
Thanks,
appreciate
Andrew.
Your call. Okay, Terry, you had something else you wanted to bring up.
Yeah, well, the thing is that, I mean, everything Mark has said and Andrew have said is spot on and Matt. And what we need to do is we need to be pushing forward. We definitely need to have a rally down there. And I'm going to say it right now. And Mark, we need to get as many people down to Sacramento at the Robert Matsui Courthouse on September the 6th as possible. As many people. If you're out there and you're listening to this, you get a hold of 10 people to get a hold of 10 people to get a hold of 10 people. If you want, bring a holster, with the Constitution in it. If not, just, we need people outside. We need people inside. We need people driving around. Okay, we need people driving around the building. Now, this judge has pulled some fast ones on us. Judge Mueller actually changed a date that we had that was a court date for the CFR, and she changed it less than 24 hours before we were all supposed to be there. I think we go anyway. I think we go anyway.
And we make that correction. You know, we make it public.
Yeah, that she pulled this on us again. But yeah. I think we go anyway.
Yeah.
I think we go and we get this done. It's, you know, Matt, you know, all these young folks out there that are saying, hey, we need it. We do need to do that. We need to do it now. I mean, really.
And like the folks up in Oregon, they took a day off from work.
Yes,
and
they
some
did.
Of them, they're private business owners. So not only did they take a day off from work and as far as business owner with the trucks and stuff, they paid for the fuel to drive the trucks to get them there. So some of them were coming from eastern Oregon, far eastern Oregon. So they were spending hours on the road. So they're spending money on fuel and time away from work and all that kind of stuff to go to that event that happened in earlier in July. So it's important that we also do the same thing here in Sacramento. I mean, we're closer to Sacramento than they were to their
Salem.
Capital in Salem. Mm-hmm. And so what's the holdup, people? Come on, take a day off. Schedule it, pre-schedule it with your employer or with your business. You know, get somebody to watch the farm while you're gone, whatever you need to do. We owe it to our children and our children's children to do this. We owe it to them. The ball got dropped before us, maybe a generation before us, or maybe part of our current generation,
mm-hmm.
our own generation.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to pick up the ball and throw, and we need to keep on going. We need to run with it. We need to do what we need to do to get this done. And sometimes you have to do something that's maybe a little bit out of your wheelhouse. Well, guess what? It's out of everybody's wheelhouse. We all have to do this. We have to get it fixed, and we have to get it fixed soon. So it's going to take all of us to get our fannies down there and do what we need to do. There are great places to go. If you want to go have a great lunch, there's a couple of great places across the, of the freeway from the Capitol building and all that other stuff. They're great places to go eat. Go make a day of it. Go down there, do the event, go eat, and then go home and connect with all kinds of other wonderful patriots.
Wookie Misabi.
Thank you, Mark.
This is ours to win or ours to lose. That's all I got to say.
And thank you.
You're spot on, my friend.
Absolutely right.
Time has come.
For 51.
You don't know us. You have no clue. And still you're telling.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.